As a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. This is week 220 of the AMRON Net. AMRON stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license from the FCC is welcome to participate in this net. I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power communications outage. To further that goal, it is important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when radio may be the only form of communication you have. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 Project. That's GMRS FRS Channel 3, MERS Channel 3, CB Channel 3, and Ham Simplex 146.420 frequency for all you hams out there that have a ham license. So I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at soamron.com. That is S-O like Southern Oregon, A-M-R-R-O-N.com, for local information as well as the early check-in form located on the main page. For AMRON or radio questions of any sort that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance on being a net operator or Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That is sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this address to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report through email. We are family friendly and want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Okay, here's the AMRON Net Word of the Week. Get ready to write it down. It is to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages. The word is always a Bible verse. It stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. Reminder, you are not required to participate in the Word of the Week if you don't want to. To save time, it's not up for discussion. You may study in your own time if you wish. Okay, write this down, folks. The net Word of the Week is Psalm 32:7. Repeat, net Word of the Week is Psalm 32:7. I spell that. P-S-A-L-M 3:2:7. Psalm 32:7. The current AMRON Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are usually before the net with Roger, Rascal, Mike, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. Illinois Valley starts at 6:15 and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday nights. Illinois Valley, AMRON Channel 3, FRS, and MERS check-ins are Monday nights during the IVARC net with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 check-ins take place at the end of this net. All right, let's lighten it up a little bit with some jokes and trivia. And then we'll move forward with business. So the dad joke of the week is, today my son asked, can I have a bookmark? And I burst into tears. 11 years old and he still doesn't know my name is Brian. mom joke is, how did the digital clock show off to its mother? It said, look, Ma, no hands. Oh, my goodness. All right, here's some trivia stuff. Awkward silence at a dinner party? Share with the rest of the table that it's impossible to hum while holding your nose. See what kind of sounds you come up with at that dinner table. That's pretty fun. Trying to connect with your social media-obsessed teens? Enlighten them by announcing that the real name for a hashtag is an octosorp. Don't be too offended if they roll their eyes in response. If you want to impress your fellow sports fans on game night, tell them referees for the final NFL Super Bowl game get Super Bowl rings too. In search of some interesting facts for your younger ones, teach them that a pelican can hold up to 3 gallons of water in its mouth, or that M&Ms were the first candy eaten in space. And there you have it. There's a little bit of trivia for everyone there. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. We'll do announcements, then we'll do check-ins, then I'll get online check-in confirmation, and we'll take late check-ins and visitors. Then I'll read the Amron Intelligence Brief, and then we'll do the Channel 3 project, followed by closing and discussions and questions. So we'll take announcements first. Let's see, ladies, Karen 359, are you there? WRJX 359, Karen. Hi, Karen, I'll copy you loud and clear. You kind of cut off at the end of transmission, but go ahead. I'd like to invite all of the ladies listening out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion. We support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. And I'd like to say to our veterans, it's important to focus on remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice. So for those folks and their families, we appreciate you. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Back to net control. Thank you, Karen. That was a very nice message. And yes, the Patriot Ladies Net is really cool. If there's any ladies out there, please join us. Super fun times. And when I'm talking about Memorial Day, I don't like to say happy Memorial Day because it's pretty much not happy. But we do have remembrance for those who gave that ultimate sacrifice. And I just say, have a safe one and hope you're all remembering and feeling peace and feeling love and understanding along with your remembrance of our loved ones who gave what they had. And here we are with freedom today because of that. So moving forward, Craig, 605, are you there?
WRPJ 605.
Hi, Craig. You are loud and clear. Go ahead with your message.
Thank you. You're loud and clear also. Connecting the community, one radio at a time. iBark, the LMA Valley Amateur Radio Club. Community education, activities, and technical assistance. We have meetings every second Tuesday, 6 p.m., Wild River Pizza and Cave Junction. We have a coffee chat on Tuesdays at Taylor's from 11:30 to 1 p.m. We have three nets every Monday night at 7 p.m. $8 Mountain, 462.600, PL 141.3. Then we move to do the Amron Channel 3 project. That's FRS 3. And then we do the Amron MERS 3 project. Find out more about us. iBark.org is our webpage. iBark.org, proton.me is our email. iBark Facebook. And we also have iBark Command Hub on YouTube. Thank you for doing the net.
Thank you, Craig. That was a lot of great information for the Illinois Valley and what's going on there and all the different social media sources as well. Really cool to know. And you guys got it going on out there. Once again, for more information on all of that and also step-by-step instructions how to get your FCC GMRS license, go to ivarc.org, ivarc.org. Thank you. Any other announcements, please come now.
WRFP 644.
Hi, Cameron. Go ahead with your message.
Hey there. Good evening, Kimber and Lynette. The Southern Oregon Amateur Radio Club, SOARC, is holding its summer swap meet in a week on Sunday, June 1st, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the parking lot of the Fruitdale Grange. That address is 1440 Parkdale Drive in Grants Pass. Swing by and learn a little bit about radio. Radio is radio, so GMRS or ham operators, anybody who's interested is welcome. Probably find some gear that would help you out, or maybe offload some stuff if you want. If you want to sell, swing on by, unload, bring a table, whatever you want. Again, it's 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, June 1st, in the parking lot of the Fruitdale Grange on Parkdale Drive in Grants Pass. That's it. WRFB 644 back in it. Thank you.
Cameron, that was awesome information. Thank you. And anybody that's a radio enthusiast in this area, whether you're GMRS or ham, there's lots of information, lots of equipment, lots of good stuff going on, plus meeting the people. So I encourage you strongly to go to this Sunday, June 1st, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., Fruitdale Grange. Thank you. Any other announcements?